For the English, the country is above all the provinces, because it is precisely there that the ideal of good old England is embodied and lives on in the hearts of the citizens, even if it no longer bears much relation to the truth. What does this ideal include? Well, for a start, most importantly, it is having one's own home, which, although it may be small, has a plot of land, a garden, and a flower bed under the windows. It is the village pub and the church. Like two inseparable old friends, they can be found together all over England, all across England. It is a circle of friends with whom one can chat at one of these places, but who would never allow themselves to burden you, either with their joys or with their sorrows, at a time other than that allotted for such conversations. It is small rural shops, most of which belong to a previous century and are being supplanted by gigantic supermarkets, but that nevertheless retain their purpose. Each real Englishman and Englishwoman knows that meat and sausages can only be bought at a butcher's, and vegetables at a greengrocer's. They do, after all, taste entirely different.